Phaedra tells us in relation to Tehillah Reish Dalet, chapter 204 in Likutei Maran. There Rabbi Elazar speaks about, again, we first bring the statement of Likutei Maran, then we bring the additional commentary in the Sichas here. There Rabbi Elazar says that tzedakah is a very great mitzvah, one of the greatest mitzvahs possible, naturally. Tzedakah tatzalim avos. Tzedakah can save a person from death, can save a person from eternal death, can save a person from Gehenna, could accomplish so much in purifying the person. That's one of the best things for the sake of gaining wealth. You give maaser, you guaranteed wealth. You give tzedakah, you have a chance to have your sins erased. Coupled with tshuva, tzedakah is the key to everything. It is so great, but it depends upon to whom this tzedakah is given. There are different levels, different degrees in giving tzedakah. A person might give tzedakah charity, but he might be wasting his money because he might be giving it to a false kind of charity. It draws the precious dollars of tzedakah from unsuspecting Jews who could buy with that money treasures, heavenly treasures. They gave it to the right kind of tzedakah. Here they are told, give thousands, tens of thousands, large sums of money, but all go to waste. He won't say there's no mitzvah at all, because there is a mitzvah to help cure sick animals. And so we can understand then that the difference in the value of giving tzedakah is very great. $1 to the right place in tzedakah is certainly equal to more than $1,000 to a place that is raw, a place that is practically meaningless. Menadol says that giving to tzedakah is a very great mitzvah, but to a Talmud Chacham, to give to a scholar, a learned tzaddik, a learned sage, then the mitzvah of tzedakah is far greater. In fact, we don't have to call it tzedakah. Giving that money, money is mo'is. Mo'is, money given to a Talmud Chacham, is greater than the mitzvah of tzedakah, is greater than the mitzvah. Now we have two items, ner mitzvah v'teirah er. Mitzvah is called candle, Seder is called light. A candle without a light is worthless. You have to have the light to ignite it. So therefore it says, Le'am Oretz Chosid. Person must have the Teda. Now Oretz cannot really be a chos, cannot really perform mitzvahs, because it's mitzvah that's not alive. You need the light of the Teda to ignite this candle. Of course, the light of Teda alone is not sufficient. You can't have a fire without something to hold it, to contain this fire, which is the candle. You must have both. But Teda is higher than mitzvah. Now, tzedakah is a mitzvah, true, but giving money to a Talmud Chacham is greater, because Teda is greater than mitzvah. How is Teda greater than mitzvah? The Gemara tells us that if a person does a mitzvah and then he commits a sin, it is possible that the sin will erase the mitzvah. Of course, after a person dies, or a separate account's given, the person is punished for his sins, rewarded for his mitzvahs, the two do not meet. But during a person's lifetime, this doesn't hold true. The fact is, during his lifetime, there are exchanges made, there are cancellations. A person that performs a mitzvah, he does a sin, the sin cancels out the mitzvah. A mitzvah, yes, but Yomar says, Ein aveda mechabe teda. Aveda mechabe mitzvah, a sin can extinguish a mitzvah, but the ein aveda mechabe teda. But a sin cannot extinguish the light of teda. The word the ein aveda mechabe teda, first letters are mo'is, money. This is money that is given to a talit chapam, is not a mitzvah, it is teda. It is teda, this mo'is, and it is so powerful that a sin, no matter what sin a person does, cannot erase this act, this money that's given to a Talmud Chacham. This Rabbi Elazar reveals in Likutei Maran. Here, the Sichas, Nosazal says that what was omitted there is a story Rabbi Elazar told to illustrate this statement. The story told by Rabbi Elazar before he spoke of this Teda was about two very close friends. Two Jews were very close friends. There was a strong bond of friendship between them. They were neighbors. They lived close to each other. They helped each other constantly. Till one day something occurred that severed this friendship. One Jew saw the second one secretly. He saw him do something wrong, something that was not fit for a Jew to do, something that was sort of illegal. And this, he lost confidence in him. He lost his feeling of friendship, his appraisal for his goodness. He cooled off. But he still remained tied to him. Of course, the reason was he felt that I must judge him for the good, because it could be this was an accident, and it was something to justify this act. A short time later, he witnessed his friend commit an actual sin, very serious sin. At this point, he decided he is a Rasha, he is evil, I cannot be with him anymore. The Gemara says, stay away from a Rasha, because he could drag you down too. So this Jew left his friend and they parted completely. Time passed. This Jew left, began to go down. His business began to dwindle. He became poorer and poorer until he became a pauper. And from afar, he noticed that his friend, the other Jew, had committed a sin, was becoming wealthy. He earned money and he had wealth. He felt in his heart, he felt that there was no justification for this. Where is justice in heaven? After all, his conscience could tell him that he did not commit any sins, at least not a sin of that magnitude, and his friend did commit a sin that's so serious. Why should he suffer poverty while his friend, the sinner, should be wealthy? This does not relate, of course, to the topic we just had. It's a general statement that covers a person's lifetime. Besides, this person might not have learned that Zohar Kodesh. In any event, he was Misraim, which means that in his mind, he felt a resentment towards heaven. He complained as to the heavenly justice that existed. Short time later, he had a vision. He saw a group of what seemed like spirits or angels who were counting money that he could overhear was being counted for his friend's money. He approached them, and he asked them if he could have an explanation. It's a question that's been burning within him for so long. He wants to know how come that all this money belongs to his friend when his friend committed a sin that was so serious. He himself is suffering such poverty. Where is justice? These angels replied, "We'll tell you what you're not aware of, is the fact that when you separated from your friend, you neglected the study of Torah. You didn't commit sins, but you abstained from the study of Torah. While your friend immersed himself in the study of Torah constantly, true, there was a sin. Possibly he was caught up in it. Possibly he could avoid this, but at least he spent his time in the study of Torah. Completely absorbed in the study of Torah, and fact remains that a sin erases a mitzvah, but a sin cannot erase the study of Torah. No matter what sin a person commits, no matter what sin your friend committed, it cannot extinguish the Torah which he studied. If it does not extinguish that Torah, what is the result? The angel said that the result is the first letters of those words, Ein Aveda Mechabeteda, let us make up the word Mo'is, money. And therefore, this money is the result of his studying Teda, despite the fact that there was a sin. He was Ein Aveda Mechabeteda. This story Abinazal told prior to the lesson of the Kutei Maran, and this, of course, enlightens us as to the background of that Torah, and also a very important lesson for ourselves, to know that the value of Torah is so great, so extraordinary, that no matter what a person does, a person can be sure that Torah will eventually drag him out of the mire, out of the lowest depth. A person might descend and might fall, lowest possible depth, if he does not desert, abandon his study of Torah, will be sure that eventually he'll come back. Because Torah protects a person. Teda shields a person from complete destruction by the Yitzhara and by the Satan, even to the extent that a person can retain his wealth and have wealth through Teda alone. The mitzvahs that a person does could be erased by a sin, but not Teda. Teda itself is, in a word, indelible. There's no way of eradicating, erasing the record of a person's study of Teda. For this, we know the cases of great Ge'inim who were misnagdim, who were against Tzaddikim, committed the worst possible sins, and yet the Teda that they had studied came to their assistance in the heavenly court. It was the power of the study of Teda which rescued them from Gehenna. It was saved through the study of Teda. Find even the roughest case of all, case of Rabbi Meir's. Meir Balanes had a Rebbe whose name was Elisha ben Abuya, who was also named Acher. Long story, we once had it in detail. Acher, who was so great a Rebbe, he was the Chaver of Rabbi Akiva. And together with Rabbi Akiva, they ascended to heaven to visit the inner recesses of heaven. Whatever occurred caused Acher to lose his faith, and Acher became a complete atheist in Chumash Islam. That's why he was called Acher instead of his regular name. Acher means something else, not the tzaddik, the lamed that he was. He lived a life of apikorsis, of atheism, and the Gemara says when he finally died, time came to pay for his sin of atheism, of a disorder. They came to the heavenly court. He came to the heavenly court. They found that he deserved punishment for breaking all the major laws of the Torah, including Chilul Shabbos. They tried to put him into Gehenna, and they could not. The heavenly court did not have the power to put him into Gehenna. Because Acher had studied so much Torah during his lifetime, the Torah acted as a shield. It was an asbestos coat that would stop the flames of Gehenna from getting to him. Even one, to that extent, of kefina of atheism, still, the Teda was strong enough to shield him from a doom that would have been eternal. Until the rest of the story, of course, Meir came into contact with Yechanan, who eventually saved him. Saved him, that is, got him to Gan Eden. But meanwhile, Gehenna alone could not get to Acher because of the study of Teda. This is the power of Teda. That's why each person should appraise the value of Teda, understand. If you ever have a question of choice, selecting between going to an important game, a World Series, whether it's sports or any other kind of enjoyment, or spending an hour on the study of Teda, to know which one to select. Ubacharta b'chayim, select the path of life. And know that the time spent in the study of Teda is an investment that will pay off forever afterwards. There is no mitzvah that can compare to Teda, because a mitzvah is a unit, one single unit. The person does a mitzvah, he has one mitzvah to his credit. Person studies Teda, he could have hundreds or thousands. Every single word of Teda that he studies is a separate mitzvah. It's classified as a separate mitzvah, and the greatness of that mitzvah, of course, is the Elisha. We cannot measure that. The fact is that there's nothing in this world that can compare to the reward of a mitzvah. If you take all a possible reward of this world, it is not sufficient to pay for one single mitzvah or one single word of Teda. Then again, of course, pays to reiterate, repeat, and distress the words of the Arizal. But even in Teda itself, there are different levels. Every mitzvah that a person does creates a malach, an angel. The larger the mitzvah, the greater the mitzvah, the stronger, larger, and more powerful the angel. The greater the mitzvah, that means a person who studies Teda, which is bigger than a mitzvah, has bigger angels. In Teda itself, too, depending upon what kind of Teda you study, which phase of Teda, that's the type of angel you have. Arizal says that we have an angel that comes from Elam HaAsiya, the lowest of the worlds. Angel that corresponds to Elam HaYetzira, Elam HaBriya, Elam HaTzilus, the highest possible world, where an angel there is far greater than many angels combined below, Elam Atzilus corresponds to the topic of Kabbalah, the Zayin HaKodesh. One word there is greater than many words, many hours of study at a lower level. Just as learning about stories of tzaddikim is one of the highest possible mitzvahs. That's why the Gemara is so filled with these fascinating stories of the Tanoim and Amidoim, because this is the greatest purification for a person's neshama.